This is Ozarks at Large. Henry McLeish is a former Minister of Scotland, former member of British Parliament, and a visiting professor at the University of Arkansas. He has been coming to the United States for over 30 years and to the U of A for 10, and he's traveled to more states in the nation than many Americans, 42. Tonight, sponsored by the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, McLeish will speak at 5:30 in the U of A Global Campus on the role of learning in modern society, and he'll make comparisons between the United States and European nations. This morning, he stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas in advance of tonight's talk. In Scotland, the government is currently reorganizing college education. In Glasgow, that country's biggest city, they have brought together all of the colleges. McLeish has recently been appointed to that board to govern the 80,000 students' education. He says it's a passion of his.
Well, I think for me, in any country, education should be an absolute right, because society, the economy, the individual can't prosper, can't develop without education. So I'm very strong and committed to the idea that we need more investment in education worldwide. And of course, there are significant differences between the European Union countries and the United States. And if I take my own country, the United Kingdom, then clearly we have a different attitude at times, a different approach. And whilst I consider that some of your elite universities are quite simply the best in the world in terms of research, in terms of innovation, in terms of high-quality learning, I think that throughout America there's at times not enough investment in the public school level, which we do considerably more in the United Kingdom. But the key is this, that, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And quite frankly, it's the most renewable resource that we've got. I mean, people talk about energy and they talk about wind and they talk about sun. But at the end of the day, here's a generational resource that if we invest in, will pay huge dividends, not only for society, but for the individual himself and the economy. And of course, we live in a world where, I use the word advisedly, where there is a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of intolerance. So in terms of community, in terms of society, I think education is such a valuable role to play. And this evening, I'm concentrating on the idea of lifelong learning from cradle to grave. No matter who you are, where you are, you're entitled to dip in and out of education, not just formal education, but informal education, making people better potential citizens, building up their confidence, and at the end of the day, making sure that the self-worth that everybody feels is better realized within themselves, and of course, they can be respected by society. So huge issue, education. So these are some of the issues I want to talk about.
Well, you mentioned a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and without a mind, you wouldn't have, you know, wind energy and you know, all the things that you kind of followed up that statement with. I mean, you have to have an intelligent mind in order to come up with those innovative things.
Very much so, because health and education are key to a civilized society. Health is a right. Education should be a right. But also we talk about learning. So it's this important thing that often we talk about preschool, we talk about school, we call it primary school, I think it's your early years school, and then we have secondary and we have college and we have universities. But with that, there's a whole new era developing in terms of lifelong learning. People who have had experiences don't want to have formal qualifications, but they just want to learn more about subjects, learn more about life. They want to use their wisdom so they can talk with others and vice versa. So what you're finding throughout the world is a large number of countries are developing this. And it's really quite, I think it's a new era, in fact. It doesn't often need a lot of investment because a lot of the people participating will invest in it themselves. But nevertheless, the idea that the universe, the world that we live in, could in fact be learning from cradle to grave, giving people choice, giving people opportunities, developing their mind is a wonderful idea.
Is that what you mean by a modern society? 40 years ago, or maybe, I mean, 200 years ago, people stopped learning at a certain age? Or, you know, what do you mean by modern society?
Well, if you look at the history of education and learning, you know, through the millennia, you know, from the Greeks to the Romans, through the influence of the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church in Europe, a great deal of schooling was developed. And schooling was meant from the ages of maybe 5 or 6 years of age to 15 or 16, and then there was colleges, then there was universities. But I think what we're talking about now is a whole new era in which, you know, education, learning, the lifelong learning culture have to be accepted, not just as an extra for some, but for everyone. Because interestingly, in the United States, as in the United Kingdom, we have considerable inequality. We live in very unequal societies. And so therefore, the great key that education and learning provides is it can open up opportunities. It could make people feel more self-worth, and it can actually contribute to society. So I think we're moving beyond just preparing people for the world of work. We're actually preparing people for life. And when I meet a lot of people who are over 50, over 60, you know, they've retired from a job, but they haven't retired from life. And the two shouldn't be confused. So that's why I think there are enormous opportunities for society to be modernized. And we have to say that in different parts of Europe and in different parts of the United States, there's different levels of investment. I think my key message tonight is we cannot, as a modern society, entertain the idea that we have to cut back on education. For me, education and health should always be sacrosanct in relation to cutbacks in resources, cut back in investment. If you cut back on health and if you cut back on education, you will not be the kind of society that you aspire to be.
Henry McLeish is a former First Minister of Scotland and a visiting professor to the University of Arkansas. He'll speak this afternoon at 5:30 in the U of A Global Campus, and he'll talk about the role of learning in modern society and make comparisons between the U.S. and Europe. This morning, he stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas in advance of tonight's talk.